We're reading from the writings of Rabash, letter number 11. You can find the study materials on the Ovut system. So letter 11 by the Rabash.
Go ahead.
To the friends, may the Lord be upon you. And perhaps this is the meaning of what we say at the Musaf service, the additional prayers of Rosh Hashanah. Happy is the man who does not forget you, and a man who exerts in you. We should understand, if one always remembers the Creator, what other effort is there? In assistance of our Father, before the 18 prayer, we say, happy is the man who hears your commandments and places you Torah and your words on his heart. We should understand, one, he should have said, who observes your commandments. Two, what is Torah and what are words? Three, what is the connection between placing the Torah and the heart? It should have said on the mind. Our sages said about that kingship, memories, horns. Kingship, so you will make me king over you. Memories, so your memory shall come before me. And with what? With a shofar, a horn. We should understand the meaning of memories, since there is no forgetting before the throne. So how can it be said so that your memory shall come before me? Also, if we blow, then the Creator remembers us. How can this be said? In corporeality, the sound awakens a person who is asleep. But how can this be said about the Creator? However, all these verses and saying of our sages advise us how to cling to Him. Since our only flaw is that we do not feel His greatness. When we begin to criticize, as in, what is this work? We want to promptly receive everything as inner light. And you know that the inner light shines specifically when there are a masach, a screen, and reflected light, meaning clean vessels. But the fourth phase receives from the surrounding light, since the surrounding light shines from afar, as it is written in the Tree of Life. This means that even if a person is still remote from the Creator and does not have equivalence of form, he can receive from the surrounding light. The Ari wrote that the surrounding light is greater than the inner light. That is, when can one receive when he is still remote? Only when he increases the greatness and importance of surrounding light, meaning the exaltedness of the Creator and the importance of the light of Torah, then he can receive illumination from afar. We must believe that all the beauty of creation is the internality of the Torah. But faith requires great efforts. This is the meaning of, happy is the man who does not forget you. How is one rewarded with this? By exerting in you. There are two meanings to the you. One, you meaning the Creator. Two, in the Creator, who is clothed in the 22 letters of the Torah.
Bet, Behashem Yitbarach, Hamelubash, Bekaf Bet Otiyot HaTorah.
Also, happy is a man who hears your commandments, meaning rewarded with hearing. It advises us how to be rewarded through your Torah and your words. In other words, he believes that the whole Torah is the words of the Creator, meaning that you is clothed in the 22 letters of the Torah. We need to pay attention to this. As you know, what Baal HaSulam said, that the mind only serves the man, but the man is primarily the heart. This is the meaning of kingship, that you will crown me over you. That is an act that will inspire us so that we take upon ourselves the burden of the kingdom of heaven, but we see that promptly after the reception, we forget about the reception. At that time, we are advised, so that your memory shall come before me, meaning before the Creator. That is, all the memory we should work only to remember the Creator. This means that memories are like kingships, meaning that we need to be inspired. And with what? With the shofar, the horn. You probably know that the Ari interprets shofar to mean the shofar of Ima, the shofar of Bina. Shofar means beauty. And Baal HaSulam explains that beauty is chokhmah that extends from Bina, that has returned to being chokhmah. By a person believing that all the beauty and importance are in chokhmah, in which all the pleasures are included, and all that is missing is corrections. So a person wants to remember good things, since human nature is to forget only bad things. Therefore, we must believe that everything has been prepared for us, and we will be rewarded with remembering and not forgetting. Forgetting the Creator for even a minute, and we will be awarded with writing and signing from me.
No. Karano pam echad ze lo maspik.
Read it once. It's not, certainly not enough. We'll read it again. Let's hear for now. What did you want to ask Ita for?
Che significa che Malchut può ricevere la luce circostante senza?
What does it mean that Malchut can receive surrounding light without equivalence of form?
You can receive the surrounding light without equivalence of form, yes, because it's surrounding. We also receive many surrounding lights, although we're not aware of it. Only for the inner light we have to perform a coupling and striking and reach equivalence. But for the surrounding light, the surrounding light can appear wherever it wants, whenever it wants, and on whomever it wants.
Kabu 3.
Thank you, Rav. One more time for opportunity. I'm really on fire today, so I really have to ask those questions, what I feel inside of me, because trying to listen through the friends gives you a total feeling of the lesson. So the lesson, the question would be, one of the part is good and bad equally of the same importance and greatness. Ovidem in that so-called Vekut with him, because everything comes from him anyway, so we just have to nullify to that. And the easiest way is to be in the present, which is also given present from above. But we have to give the effort, and by all the efforts, we're going to attain it, because the Creator loves us, see, be in effort for each other. L'chaim.
First of all, I'm asking you to ask a bit more succinctly, shortly, so it'll be understood by everyone, and clarify your questions, scrutinize them, so that if you ask, everyone could benefit from it. So that you want to know it, but through it, you wish for the friends to hear it and to enjoy it, derive pleasure from it. So scrutinize your questions more precisely and ask them later more shortly in a way that's understood by everyone. Niv.
Ken. לכבוד החבריה, השם עליכם.
Letter 11.
זה הפירוש,
to the friends, may the Lord be upon you. And perhaps this is the meaning of what we say at the Musaf service, the additional to the regular service, of Rosh Hashanah. Happy is the man who does not forget you, and the man who exerts in you. We should understand, if one always remembers the Creator, what other effort is there? In assistance of our Father, another part of the service, before the 18th prayer, we say, happy is a man who hears your commandments and places your Torah and your words on his heart. We should understand, one, he should have said, who observes your commandments. Two, what is Torah and what are words? Three, what is the connection between placing the Torah on the heart? It should have said, on the mind. Our sages have said about kingship, memories, horns. Kingship, so you will make me king over you. Memories, so that your memory shall come before me. And with what? With a shofar, a horn. You should understand the meaning of memories, since there is no forgetting before the throne. So how can it be said, so that your memory shall come before me? Also, if we blow, then the Creator remembers us. And how can this be said? In corporeality, the sound awakens a person who is asleep. But how can this be said about the Creator? However, all these verses and sayings of our sages advise us how to cling to Him. Since our only flaw is that we do not feel His greatness. When we begin to criticize, as in, what is this work? We want to promptly receive everything as inner light. And you know that the inner light shines specifically when there are a screen and a reflected light, meaning clean vessels. But the fourth phase receives from the surrounding light, since the surrounding light shines from afar, as it is written in the Tree of Life. This means that even if a person is still remote from the Creator and does not have equivalence of form, he can receive from the surrounding light. The Ari wrote that the surrounding light is greater than the inner light. That is, when can one receive when he is still remote? Only when he increases the greatness and importance of the surrounding light, meaning the exaltedness of the Creator and the importance of the light of Torah. Then he can receive illumination from afar. We must believe that all the beauty of creation is in the internality of the Torah. But faith requires great efforts. This is the meaning of, happy is the man who does not forget you. How is one rewarded with this? By exerting in you. There are two meanings to the word you, Bach. You, meaning the Creator. Two, in the Creator who is clothed in the 22 letters of the Torah. Also, happy is a man who hears your commandments, meaning rewarded with hearing. It advises us how to be rewarded through your Torah and your words. In other words, he believes that the whole Torah is the words of the Creator, meaning that you is clothed in the 22 letters of the Torah. We need to pay attention to this. As you know what Baal Sulam said, that the mind only serves the man, but the man is primarily the heart. This is the meaning of kingship, that you will crown me over you. That is an act that will inspire us so that we take upon ourselves the burden of the kingdom of heaven. But we see that promptly after the reception, we forget about the reception. At that time, we are advised, so that your memory shall come before me, meaning before the Creator. That is, all the memory we have should work only to remember the Creator. This means that memories are like kingships, meaning that we need to be inspired. And with what? The shofar, the horn. You probably know that the Ari interprets shofar to mean the shofar of Ima, shofar of Bina. Shofar means beauty. And Baha Sulam explains that beauty is Chokhmah, that extends from Bina, that has returned to being Chokhmah. By believing that all the beauty and importance are in Chokhmah, in which all the pleasures are included, and all that is missing is corrections, so a person wants to remember good things, since human nature is to forget only bad things. Therefore, we must believe that everything has been prepared for us, and we will be rewarded with remembering and not forgetting the Creator for even a minute, and we will be awarded good writing and signing from me.
So the most important for us is to reach adhesion on the degree of Bina and to raise it to the degree of Chochmah. That's called Shufra De'ima. Ima is Bina, and Shufra, her magnitude, her greatness, her beauty, that clarifies as much as she is incorporated in Chochmah. And then in Chochmah and Bina together, when it shines in us, we'll be rewarded in the full correction and the whole degree.
Barur.
Clear.
Kiev 1.
Yes, Dira, what does it mean that a person can receive when he is remote from the Creator, if he raises the importance of the surrounding light?
That's because that's how he organizes his vessel, that on one hand he's far, so he has a will to receive, and it hurts him that he's far. On the other hand, if he reaches the point that he wants to reveal the Creator as the one who fills everything and organizes everything, and then from afar, he depends on the Creator. He wants to be dependent on Him, to connect to Him, which determines his whole life, all his states. And he wants to adhere to the Creator, not in order to fill his life, but in order to adhere to the Creator and aid the Creator in filling all created beings. That is actually if a person comes close to the Creator in such a way, so it turns out that he starts becoming a partner.
So how to nevertheless reach such a state where the Creator determines everything that's happening in your life, so you'll be filled?
Exactly that. Be his partner. You want to come close to the Creator and adhere to Him in order that through you, you'll be filled and corrected all the created beings. That you want to be like a pipeline that through you, the Creator bestows to everybody the light of correction, the light of connection, the light of redemption. Turkey 4.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, Kurt Klee. So it's written in the article, only when he increases the greatness and importance of the surrounding light, meaning the exaltedness of the Creator and the importance of the light of Torah. So somehow I do understand the meanings in the mind, but not in the heart yet. How can I also feel it in my heart?
By entering these actions in a practical way. That's it. Then you'll understand upon yourself the way it works.
Mach 3. How does the inner light that a Kabbalist receives influences the influence of the surrounding light on humanity?
As much as a person in this world that exists physically with all other people, with all of humanity, so that same light that he draws upon himself in a spiritual manner, in equivalence from above, A bit of it shines to all other people and helps humanity advance. And that's what we need to try and do.
Volga.
Volga.
Спасибо, Раф. Последний абзац. По природе своей человек забывает только плохое.
In the last paragraph says, because man's nature is to forget only bad things. I, by nature, remember only good things. Forget only good things and remember bad things. What does Rabash say here?
Our will to receive guards us. That's why it organizes us in a way that we try to remember all the good things. And we don't want to remember the bad. Our ego guards itself. Yep. Let's have a workshop. What did we learn from this article that is now before us? It's short, but very important for our time. So please. Workshop between you.
Niv,
did you hear?
למדנו שכל היופי.
We learned that
זה בהשם.
All the beauty is in the Creator.
אם אני מנסה להוריד את זה
I try to bring it down to our level and not start going into Bina and Chochma and all that, it's always to put the greatness of the Creator above our own state. No matter what we're in, we want to go from Bina to Chochma, so we always want to not receive into the vessels themselves, to into ourselves, but always to search for the surrounding lights that are above.
This article really sums up the lesson, also the first part. All the order of actions we need to take in order to reach the degree of the revelation of the Creator, to take upon ourselves the burden of the kingdom of heaven in subjugation through the friends. I added from the first part. By awakening ourselves all the time, both in importance and to remember, what is our goal? What are we doing here all the time?
Yeah,
the first part, second part, all those excerpts are only for us to increase the greatness of the Creator. Because in that there's always a deficiency and it's unnatural. So we have to awaken it. How to reach the greatness of the Creator? Only through the friends. And only through that concern. Man to his friend. That's all our work. For this, we quote and we read the articles. Just for us to search and build this deficiency for the connection between us.
Remain
in the usual state of a person which is the will to receive, but to add the intention. You do that by adding more incorporation in the group, acquiring the deficiency for bestowal, and starting to demand to be in a kind of attitude to the friends, the way you relate to yourself. Always Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, to arrange the thought and the desire following it in bestowal and not in reception.
And that the greatness of the Creator is revealed in the ten. First of all, that's what we need to work on, and that's our new degree.
And there was the matter of the memories, We have to remind ourselves of the greatness of the Creator, placing this one force above everything that enters our feeling. We always have what to aspire to.
Yeah, that's the happy of the man who won't forget you. It constantly slips away. The coarseness increases, and the goal gets foggy. Everything enters this kind of darkness. And that's our work, to make efforts in that all the time, to constantly remember where things come from, who sends them, that it's for the good, to raise importance, greatness of the Creator as much as we can so we can hold on to it. And in this way, we draw the surrounding light upon us that brings us to adhesion with the Creator, and eventually becomes the inner light.
Yeah, we need to remember this in you, because it's unusual. This memory will always elude us. So through the Messiah's horn, through dissemination between us internally and dissemination to the whole world, to truly work, constantly exert, because that's the main effort we should put in. All of our work is really to exert, to awaken the friends, to raise the importance of who are we and who are we doing this to or for, to give him contentment.
What else can I add? The importance of the surrounding light, that we will constantly come out from our regular state to a state of the attitude of drawing the friends into the importance of the quality of bestowal. Each one strengthens the others in bestowal, in love, more and more, that we'll have a field of confidence, of love around us, that it will really project outside of us.
And we need to reach such emptiness that will make us want to adhere to the Creator. So a true demand will form in us.
Yosso describes the point, the most inner point of creation there, the Chochmah that's connected to the Creator, and that is through Bina. So we also need to take that, our goal, well, where we're all connected together in the center of the ten, that's where we need to aspire towards, by raising that greatness of the Creator, that force of bestowal, that through that, that's the glue between us, that we want to draw this force, that will always be between us. That's where our intentions should be.
I was also impressed by the beauty. That's simply the degree of Chochmah. It's Bina that returns to Chochmah. It's like we learned in the first part, this whole, only in bestowal is there room there, a new vessel with which you can reveal the light of the purpose of creation, and so on and so forth.
Yesterday when we read those excerpts, so when we got to that part of Livni and Shimi, how we always need them both, and to be cautious that some kind of beauty won't knock us down into our nature, more than just a moment. And then right away come back to adhere to the friends, the group, and our sages, our teachers that wrote everything for us. We can drink from it every day, all day with the friends. This is the life of life. This is what we're asking for, that there'll be a king upon us in any moment.
Okay, if there are questions on what we read and the letter, go ahead, I'm willing to listen.
Tzvi. צבי. דרור, סורי.
תודה. הוא כותב הרבש.
רבש writes that all the deficiency in us is because we don't feel his greatness. And then afterwards he writes that what we can do is only to increase the importance of the surrounding light. How do I give the friends the greatness of the Creator? How can I pass this feeling on?
I don't think we have a way
to pass from one another the feeling of the greatness of the Creator, because none of us truly has that feeling yet. We have something of the surrounding light, as we call it, but not. But the feeling is. Feeling comes to us because the inner light fills the vessels and gives them a feeling of His presence. This is the feeling of the revelation of the Creator inside a created being. We lack that for the time being. We only have it from afar, as we call it. From afar, the Creator was revealed to me, as it's written. And that's what we have. But it's also something, and it's not simple. So, with our excitement, with our inspiration, we can pass that to one another. As much as we want to pass it, show the friends we connect, we wish to connect to everyone, want to support everyone. By that, we share these actions that the surrounding light is performing on us.
How do you increase the importance then? How do I increase the importance?
We can increase the importance only by connecting and by trying to come close to and increasing the actions of the light upon us. We think more, we act more according to the light in bestowal. That's all we've got. The main thing is through the connection.
Is
there an act that a person can perform in order to remind himself? He speaks about memories. So is there a way I can remind myself about this importance, maybe in a psychological way?
Psychologically, no. Only to come closer to the friends. Otherwise, it will be psychology and not Kabbalah.
For example, I am doing some kind of duty for the friends. How do I use this duty, this activity with the group, to raise that memory and importance?
Talk to your friends, see what Rabash is writing about it, how you need to sit and talk in the assembly. Look at what you have to do in practice. You can't sit here and ask. You have to sit with them and talk and get inspired by them. Connect the vessels using at least what we've got here in this corporeal world when we connect with one another. Through that, if we connect our vessels, we'll have more, at least on our level. At least on our level, we have additional light.
Toda.
Thank you.
Belarus.
Belarus.
Natova, Rav, скажите, как мы можем пробудить творца вот трублением шафар при помощи товарища?
How can we awaken the Creator to blow that shofar with the friends, with the ten? Because it leaves an impression that there's only man, Creator, and the Torah. So where's the work with the friends?
Our work is specifically in the shofar, the horn. Shofar is shufa, meaning the rising of the importance of the connection between us, in which we reveal the Creator. That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about, the beginning of the year. Rosh Hashanah is the holiday that symbolizes for us the greatness of the Creator in our eyes. He is the head. He is the root of all the changes to which we that we anticipate. So if we come to such a state where in the connection between us we wish to raise the Creator in our eyes, this for us is called Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year. Okay?
Yofi, Volga.
Volga.
Даров, если я вас правильно понял,
if I understood you correctly, from the article, we see that a person can get pleasure in his darkest state with the help of the surrounding light from afar. What does that mean?
If the surrounding light is shining on us, the surrounding light has a special quality. It's not limited. It shines everywhere to whomever wants it. It's like the light of the sun. When it shines, whoever wants receives it. Whoever doesn't want it can hide from it. But it shines. And that's why we need to understand that our advancement depends only on how much we will respect, value the upper light to shine on us and to correct us.
Max 6.
Да, спасибо.
Thank you.
Нужно возложить.
Importance of the Creator.
Получается, что через вот эту работу, когда мы друг другу.
You have to put that on our heart. And from this work of reminding each other, for now in the mind, the importance and greatness of the Creator. From that, it gradually settles on the heart too.
It's on our desires.
Беседер.
Okay.
Хадераван.
Of the surrounding light is felt on us on pressure for more connection and adhesion, or is there a bit of a filling in it too?
No, it's only in order to awaken us. It works on the outside. From the outside. It stimulates us, teases us.
So it's felt as a push.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I
think Beersheva.
Good morning, Rav, World 10. In the beginning of the article, it's written by our sages, Malchuyot, memories, and horns. What does the Creator need our horns for? Because He holds our hearts. What we need to cry, that we're receiving the Torah and everything?
Of course. He wants us to be independent, to be like Him, meaning to come to know His greatness, His place, or rise to His degree. And that's why we need to come to the shofar, the horn, the shofar, the recognition of the greatness of the Creator. To that extent, we'll be able to activate us in restriction, screen, reflected light, and receive Him, assemble our vessels, enter into a zivug, a coupling with Him. That's what dvekut is all about. It depends on how much you are in the shofar, how much you appreciate the greatness of the Creator.
So we need to cry out from the center of the ten. We thank You, and in every moment we don't stop thinking about You.
Yes, yes, exactly. Just as you say in the prayers of Rosh Hashanah.
PT19. Good morning, Rav, friends. You said something nice for us. You said we have to be more and bestow towards the friends. What does that mean? I don't have it, so what should I give them?
You need to give them the greatness of the Creator. So they have more of it.
How do you do it? What do you say? How do you behave in the tent? How to bring the Creator in there? Can you give me an example?
No, I cannot tell you how to do it. But just try. And every, you know, your movements and your bones, your words, whatever possible.
Greatness of the Creator?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Ashdod 10.
Ашдод 10.
Thank you, Rav. From this excerpt, what does it mean to remember to the good and to a good signing?
I didn't get it.
What does it mean to be rewarded with the good signing? The good writing and signing.
Good writing and signing. He explains this, not here but elsewhere, that we want to be written. Meaning the Creator will arrange us on the degree of bestowal and love of others, which is called writing, good writing and signing. That's the inner meaning. H10.
You said that we're praying from afar. We don't really know the Creator. So we're praying to the degree we're on, or can you pray to the King of Kings, which is His greatness?
I don't know how you pray to something that you don't know, you don't know of, you can't even imagine or depict. Each one prays from where he is and to the degree that's slightly higher, but he can receive in his surrounding light.
Okay, thank you.
PT 14.
Good morning, Rav. Happy holiday. In the beginning of the article, it says a prayer in addition to Rosh Hashanah, and all the surrounding light will enter the inner light.
Oh, that's a great thing, yes. You said it nicely.
Thank you. Rabash writes in the middle of the article that even if a person is still distant from the Creator, meaning has no equivalence of form, he can receive surrounding light. And the Ari wrote that the surrounding light is greater than the inner light. Why does the Rabash state that?
We can advance and get corrected only by the influence of the surrounding light. And it will draw us to the next degree. It's always the surrounding light. It's shining, shines to us from afar. It's, as we learned about, my beloved is like a deer that turns his face backwards, all those things. We always receive an illumination from a higher degree, and it attracts us, it pulls us.
So what's the purpose of that inner light?
Inner light is today, this is what I have right now. And thanks to it, I can feel where I'm at, but all of my aspirations are toward the surrounding. So, the surrounding light of today will be the inner light of tomorrow.
So, the inner light, we don't need to have a certain attitude or yearning towards it, but only the surrounding light.
We always wish to be impressed and to act according to the surrounding light.
Thank you. What is the difference between the Creator and the Creator clothed in the 22 letters of the Torah?
The Creator, blessed be He, is the Creator. It's one of the names of the Creator. And when He is clothed in the 22 letters of the Torah, is when I receive nine direct light, nine reflected light, these 18 lights plus another four when I receive these illuminations, and in this way I advance, I correct my vessel and and I rise above myself.
Can I ask again?
Yeah.
In the inner light, do we receive pleasure from the Creator, and in the surrounding light, we bestow to the friends?
In inner light, we receive a degree of our equivalence of form with the Creator, and in the surrounding light, it's a bestow to the friends. You can say that there is something to it. In the surrounding light, we receive from above the influence. And yes, we can connect it to others.
Another question down here.
Israel.
Thank you, Rav. It says here that all the memory we have should be only for remembering the Creator, meaning that also the memory is like the Malchut that we have to get inspired from. What does it mean, memory here? It's not a corporeal memory.
No. It's like a Rishimot, like a record. Records.
Asia.
Okay, Asia.
Thank you, Rav. Hello, everybody. Is our inner light felt as surrounding light of the group? And our surrounding light is the group, and once it becomes inner light, so it's the group surrounding light?
Yeah, you can say that. There's a connection between inner light and surrounding light of each and every one and all of us together. That is the connection.
So it's a feeling that you swallow the group in your heart, and then you want to make sure they don't get lost. And the second part is that you're swallowed in them.
It's also correct, and you said it nicely. Okay. You have more questions? Maybe women?
Please, women.
Moscow 6.
From Moscow 6. Is blowing the shofar a prayer?
Yes. It's a prayer. It's a prayer of gratitude. We raise the importance of the Creator above everyone.
From Moscow 18, how to use the pressure of the surrounding light on us correctly.
So there will be no pressure. We have to hasten with our corrections, especially in the connection between us.
Mach 30. What influences what type of surrounding light a person will receive in every moment?
I cannot say. There are many states, but a person always gets what he needs for advancement, either from the side of the vessels or from the side of the lights.
Mach 25. What does it mean to invest my efforts in the Creator?
Invest my state's
efforts.
Invest my efforts, yeah? That means that I do as many connections as I can with the friends, so the Creator will be able to revealed in them, or at least shine in them, and each time to improve our relationships.
Last question from Nahariya. Are the commandments streams of connection with the Creator?
The commandments are channels of connection with the Creator. That's very correct.
Okay, so for your... There's another question down here.
Lo shomim.
I can't hear you.
לא שומעים אותי?
עכשיו כן שומעים.
אוקיי, אז אני אומר, שאלה מתבקשת, מה אתה מאחל לשנה?
What do you wish for the new year?
אני מאחל לנו בשנה.
I wish for us in the new year. What do I wish for you? Let's together wish to ourselves. First of all, certainly it has to be a connection. And in the connection, the Creator should shine for us.
And
according to his help, illumination, we'll be able to rise and come closer to him. From the connection between us to the connection with the Creator, and accordingly, we have nothing else to do, only to come to that. So we all connect as one man in one heart, and in this heart, the Creator will fill this heart with His light. And that is the end of correction.
So
start approaching it gradually, more and more and more. That's what I'm wishing to all of us in this new year. There's nothing more. Let's conclude here.
So announcements, first of all, our schedule today, between 10:30 to 11, the program Spiritual States with Dr. Michael Lightman. The topic is prayer. Between 12 to 1, there's going to be an afternoon lesson, and from 3 to 4, the meal of Rosh Hashanah Eve. Also, we have the schedule for the days Monday, Tuesday. It's the holidays here in Israel. So we have the same schedule from 2:40 to 3 preparation, from 3 to 5:30 the daily Kabbalah lesson, from 12 to 1 the afternoon lesson with the Rav. Good day, everybody. Good year. Happy holiday song.
Se necesita una escalera grande y el Rabaj al Sulam la tiene descrita y llegar muy arriba hasta Martikun. Yo no soy cabalista, por ti seré cabalista. Azulam, cabalista.
Para ser cabalista se necesita de gran cabalá. Esto es Rámica Laima, no los explica. Y arriba iré. Yo no soy cabalista.
Por ti seré.
ser cabalista se necesita buscar en los libros, en auténticos libros de cabalistas como Bala Sular, y un gran grupo de amigos y un maestro, y la intención, y la intención.